Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Danny.
I don't like this. Oh. Oh, my gosh.
All right, wow. Taryn is twerking on one side.
Go to Steve.
I don't have hair to play with. Danny's playing with your hair.
Yeah, but you had a body for Taryn to twerk on.
That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I guess the way I phrased that, you got a body that she could twerk on.
Why, yes, I do. I'm glad you noticed.
Let's get to Dan from Snohomish. Dan, are you there?
Yep.
I bet Dan has a body that Taryn could twerk on, too.
I bet he does.
I'm positive of it.
Okay. Well, I'm Sarah, your host.
He's a snow ho, after all.
For you to get out of here. Do all the snow hoes have bodies?
They're snow homies.
Ooh, okay.
Right.
Well, for those playing at home, the snow homie Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Wait a second, Dan. I got to ask you a question real quick.
Okay, what's up?
Were you listening to the men's room around 540 yesterday?
In fact, I was.
Oh! Yeah! So you listened to the cheat sheet. Do you think you remember?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got at least 2 out of 3.
Let's freaking go.
That's why he's Dan the man.
Woo! Okay, are you ready?
Right. I'm ready.
What position does Seahawks player Tyler Lockett play?
Wide receiver.
Correct. What is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust?
Aluminum.
Yes. The Eiffel Tower was originally intended for what Spanish city?
Barcelona.
Yes. Robin Williams won a Best Supporting Actor for his Oscar.
Good
for
hunting.
Yes, thank you. Dogs primarily sweat through which part of their body?
Can you repeat?
Dogs primarily sweat through which part of their body? No.
Their ears.
No.
Their nose.
No. Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Egypt.
What?
Africa.
No.
Egypt.
No. What U.S. newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
Pass.
Which state is known as the Show Me State?
Last question was Washington Post.
No.
Okay, repeat the question.
Which state is known as the Show Me State?
Show Me State? New York?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
Alabama?
No. Dan. Thank goodness for that cheat sheet, because you got all the cheat sheet questions correct. So you did remember them all. And
okay.
You got Tyler Lockett's position. So you got 4 correct.
Yeah. Right.
I thought he did a lot better than that, too. That was a funny thing.
Well, because he was like on a roll in the beginning. It was like Tyler and then the cheat sheet answers. And then
we'll see how it all shakes out.
Because we know Migs wasn't listening to the men's room at 5:40. So he ain't going to get those.
Maybe I just know him.
No, if you're going to get them right, it would just be a guess.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What position does Seahawks player Tyler Lockett play?
Wide receiver.
You know it.
Why?
What is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust?
The core.
No.
Cheese.
No.
Pizza.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, I get it. The Eiffel Tower was originally intended for what Spanish city?
Peru?
No.
Oh, that's not...
Wait, what?
Barcelona?
Wow, yes. Robin Williams won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for what role?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh my gosh, yes. Dogs primarily sweat through which part of their body?
Their tongue.
No.
Oh, their eyes.
No, why? That'd be so creepy.
Their paws.
There we go. Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Oh man, next to the River of Anger. I don't know. The Philippines.
No.
Texas.
No.
Barcelona.
No. What U.S. newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
The New York Times.
Correct. Which state is known as the Show Me State?
I'm going to go with New Orleans.
No, but I love that answer, but that's also not a state.
Oh, I meant Louisiana.
But also no. Oh, Steve.
That was not good.
No. But you did get 5 correct, which I hate to say it, is a win. 5-4. Dan, that was so close.
Daniel, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
I'm the best! I'm the best! I'm the best!
Dan did know, because of the cheat sheet, the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust is aluminum.
Oh, yeah, I would have never got that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either if I didn't have the answers in front of me. Does anyone know where the Sea of Tranquility is located?
Isn't it on the moon?
It is on the moon.
Danny, well, with the big brain.
You know why I know that? Is because you always answer that dumb question with the Sea of Tranquility. So I had to look it up because I was like, that's not a thing, and it's on the moon.
I'm so proud of you. And then what state is known as the Show Me State?
Is it Missouri?
It is.
Do we have any reason? Do you know why?
No.
Okay.
I would think Show Me... I mean, Steve and I's obviously brains went to...
To boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in Missouri, I never think of boobs when I think of Missouri.
What do you think of?
Grass.
You don't think of the arch?
I think of college football.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I don't really think about Missouri much. What do you think of?
My family that lives there, you know, St. Louis.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, according to the robots, they say it's called that because of the phrase, I'm from Missouri, you have to... You have got to show me.
Oh.
Your boobies.
Got to show you what?
Your boobies. I don't know.
Now I kind of want to go.
Then it also says the phrase's origins are not entirely clear, but there are several theories.
Does Nelly rap about that, I wonder?
I love that you knew. Oh, wait, I can't even. All right, Steve, will you beat Danny?
It goes back to the 1800s with, like, miners and trains and gate guards. Oh, my.
Boobs are more exciting.
I think so.
Yeah.
Something happened at home last night, and I want all of your opinions. So call in now. 206-803-ROCK. This is a simple question, but we need for you to call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, as my husband Brad and I were winding down, getting ready for bed, I realized there's something about us that's very different.
What time do you guys usually go to bed?
We try to get Barrett to bed at 8, and then we're usually in bed by like 8:15, 8:30.
Oh, so I mean to have that conversation with my wife about, like, maybe we should just go to bed right after we put Tatum to bed, because we try and go downstairs and act like parent or a married couple that does not have a child.
Oh, yeah.
And sit on the couch and, like, enjoy being adults for a second. Next thing you know, we wake up because we fall asleep on the couch. Totally. And it's 10 o'clock.
So I realized that we do things a little bit differently in our bedtime routine, and it led me to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this, Rockaholics. Do you set your clothes out the night before? Chuck in Des Moines, do you do what I do and set your clothes out the night before?
Oh, yeah. Every night. Not only that, I set up my coffee. I set up everything, man. I'm brain dead in the morning.
Dude, I recently was thinking about that myself because my coffee maker has like a timer on it and you can schedule it. And I never do it. And always when I get up in the morning, I'm just...
Hey, Steve.
What's
hey,
that?
Steve. I even grind my weed the night before. How do you like that one?
I like the nighttime you take such good care of morning you, Chuck.
Yeah, nighttime Chuck really cares about tired. I don't want to do a damn thing morning Chuck.
We do that too, though. We set up the coffee to grind. Like, so the grinder goes off at 3, and by the time it's like 3:15, the coffee's ready to pour.
You can smell it.
Oh, so good.
See, we just, I have one of those K-cup machines, and I sometimes I'm so tired, I do it, I set it all up, and then I take Lulu to go to the bathroom, to outside, and I take care of a couple other things while it's brewing the coffee, and then there's a moment of panic because I realized I never put a coffee cup in.
Oh, no.
And then I go running over there, and there's just coffee all over the counter. It's pouring down on the onto the floor.
So you need to do some more nighttime preparations.
So you are a set everything up in the night before to make sure that all of your clothes are all set up.
Yes, it's like one less thing I have to worry about. So Jeff in Puyallup, same simple question to you. Do you set your clothes out the night before?
No, I am finding clothes with one eye open, wandering around in the morning. The only thing I do with night before is, I'll do the coffee, set that timer, and when the morning comes and you smell coffee, it's like Christmas morning. It's like you're a god. And yes, I did this. I thought of this ahead of time.
Thanks, Jeff, late night, Jeff.
What time do you get up in the morning?
5:45.
All right.
See, I used to be the type of person that didn't, I just figured it out in the morning. I'll just grab whatever. But now, I don't want to wake up anybody in my house. So I at least find the shirt that I want because my drawer is stuck all the time. And in the middle of the night, and I'm trying to pull it and I'll like yank it. And I might pull it all the way and then it falls to the ground. And then my wife's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, go back to bed. I'm just trying to find yet another one of my black t-shirts.
What about Danny and Sarah? Do you guys set your clothes out the night before?
I set out my underwear.
What?
Your underwear?
Yeah, my underwear and my socks.
That is so cute.
Do you have specific underwear that you have to make sure you wear every day?
No, I don't really know why I do it. Just so that way I don't have to go around in my drawers and try to find them. And it's like, so I just put those out. And then at that point, I usually have my pants just like easy to grab.
Sometimes I'll be like, my underwear, it's in the dryer. I'll just grab one out of the dryer. Because I set everything up and put it in the laundry room and that's where I get dressed.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I go through the dryer and I'm like, oh, crap, that was just a towel load. I don't have any underwear. I got to go back in the bedroom and try and grab a pair of underwear. And I got my cell phone trying to find it.
Sarah, what about you?
I never do, and I never have, but I think I might start. I think I might try it because every morning I'm like, why do we have to get dressed? Why? Like, I'm so annoyed with it. That's why I look the same and extremely mediocre every morning.
I feel like I'm an influencer now. Because I've influenced you to try this method.
That makes sense.
Wow. Thanks. I'll try it. I'll give it a shot.
Looking at the text line, someone said, my husband always sets his clothes out the night before. I always set out outfits for the kids the night before. But when it comes to myself, I just scramble in the morning trying to find anything to wear. And that's from Rochelle.
Yeah. Thanks, Rochelle.
It sounds like, Steve, they've had timers on coffee machines for like 30 plus years. You're just now figuring that out?
Get with the time, Steve.
I know it's there. I just have been too lazy to figure out how to set it.
See, I think we're going to have Sarah start setting out her clothes. You're going to start setting the timer. And next week is going to be a beautiful week.
All right. I'll give it a whirl.
All right. There is a brand new docuseries that just came out on Netflix about the upcoming Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight. And many people are sharing their opinion on Mike getting back into the boxing ring at his age. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20. The Daily
Mix. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a new Netflix documentary that reveals that Mike Tyson's upcoming fight with Jake Paul was delayed from the original date it was supposed to happen in July.
Yep.
After Mike Tyson was suffering an ulcer flare-up, and that caused him to vomit blood and experience some dizziness during a fight.
What a whip. He should still went out there and fought.
Yeah. The docuseries is called Countdown, Paul v. Tyson, and it is a three-part series that captures the lead-up to their bout, and it's set to stream live on November 16th. Miggs, you have watched episode one?
Most of episode one. So yeah, the big fight's next weekend.
That's crazy.
It's finally here, and the highly recommend this docuseries. Granted, I haven't watched all three episodes. I think episode two talks about the health issues, at least how that was the cliffhanger after episode one. Episode one was awesome. Ice-T is the narrator of it.
Yes.
And dude, I'm talking about less than a minute into this docuseries, Mike Tyson starts talking about what he's been up to and why he decided he wanted to fight Jake Paul, and it sucked me in right away.
I didn't think Jake's enjoying his position in life right now, and good for him. I was minding my business. I was just enjoying life, smoking a lot of weed, doing a lot of mushrooms, just enjoying life, doing whatever I want. That's what this was.
Just like smoking some weed, doing a lot of mushrooms, and then I saw this little S.
Even though he's a little pipsqueak, he ignited the fire in me. I'm sure he's scared, you know? If he's not scared, he's going to be in for a big surprise.
I mean, I'm scared of Mike Tyson on mushrooms for sure.
That would trip me the F out. And also the workout montages. It's really well done. Highly recommend checking it out.
Well, many have had opinions on Mike's health and this upcoming fight, so we are going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments. We sent them to Jason, our production director, and he reenacted them however he saw fit. Are you ready for the first comment about Mike Tyson and the big fight against Jake Paul?
Yes.
Look, Tyson was a beast in his prime, but come on now. This is nothing but a moneymaker. LOL, that's all it is. No kidding.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, don't disagree. Obviously, he's like 60-something.
He's 58.
Oh, okay. So he's 50. Oh, so he's not that old.
I mean, he's fighting in his 50s. You're wrestling in your 50s. Same, same.
Yeah, but at least mine's predetermined. And I'm pretend fighting my friends.
Don't spoil it for us, Steve.
There's a very good chance that this is predetermined as well. Here's another comment.
To quote Mike Tyson... This looks serious.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This looks serious. Say that to his face. They also show a part in the documentary, the docuseries. There's Mike Tyson just finding his moment of zen, relaxing with his pigeon farm.
What? He has a pigeon farm?
Oh, yeah.
Like homing pigeons?
I guess.
Like ones that you release and they come back to you?
I mean, yeah, he's got a full-on setup with all these birds in there, pigeons in there, and that's that's like his happy place.
I did not know he was a bird nerd.
He's on mushrooms and playing with pigeons.
This guy sounds awesome.
Or terrifying.
This is going to be an embarrassing train wreck. I can't wait!
I am excited to watch it. Are you going to watch it?
Absolutely.
Who do you think is going to win?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man, I know... Jake Paul's, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he, and Tyson in his prime or a little past his prime, I think Tyson would murder him.
Yeah.
I think if Tyson's going to win this, it's got to be quick.
Yeah.
Because I think the longer it goes, if we're talking stamina, I don't know. I don't know if Mike.
Loses momentum.
I mean, Mike never really was a stamina kind of guy, even back when he was, you know, young and just murdering people in the ring. I don't know. It's funny. They have all these other boxing experts, and some are sounding like, yeah, this is going to be an easy one for Mike. And others are like, he's not. He's almost 60.
And Jake Paul is, what, 27 or something?
I think so.
Crazy.
I'd rather get punched in the face by Mike Tyson than want anything that has the dumb Paul brother.
Oh, you don't want to watch his YouTube page or anything, or his podcast or anything along those lines. One more comment about the fight.
If Tyson doesn't knock him out, the whole thing's a joke. No kidding.
Wow.
I'm so curious because there's like part of me is like, I don't think it's going to go well for him. But then you see some of the workout footage. And he just looks like a beast in there.
Yeah, he's scary.
There is one part at during the docuseries towards the end of episode one where Jake Paul's talking about Mike and then Mike's talking about Jake. And it's pretty awesome.
Life is not normal anymore. I'm fighting one of the most famous boxers ever. And when I knock him the f*** out, I will be the new face of boxing.
A guy like Jake, you hate him or you love him in this kind of game. There's nothing in between. I just want to win. But I want to do more than that. I want to set a precedent. F*** him up.
Let's go.
I love how much this just builds the anticipation, though. Awesome job for them putting this together.
Best part about the docuseries, though, was the battle of Jake Paul and Nintendo. He's trying to play Mike Tyson's punch out, and he's doing the whole blow it into the cartridge, and it won't work. He's blowing into the Nintendo. It was a great piece. It was very nostalgic and reminded me of growing up playing Nintendo and having to do that a lot.
Oh, yeah. An iconic voice that we all grew up with has sadly passed away. We're going to tell you what's trending after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
The day is just beginning for so many of you rockaholics, and as you get moving with your day, pop culture is just everywhere you look, and sifting through what's important can be so tough. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Does the name Elwood Edwards mean anything to you guys?
It sounds like a rich guy. A rich old guy.
You actually do know Elwood Edwards. He was the memorable voice behind AOL's iconic You've Got Mail, and he has died at the age of 74 after battling a long illness. They recorded that back in 1989. He was paid $200, but his phrases... Yes.
Mommy, I get it. Like, he probably didn't think, he's like, this is an easy voice job. I just have to say, You've Got Mail.
Three words.
Yeah.
But his phrases obviously became a symbol of early internet days. Everybody knows that phrase. And here is a clip of AOL's You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
Elwood.
Now, did you have AOL?
Absolutely.
Danny? Or was that before your time?
It wasn't before my time. My mom just never bought internet. So I knew it, of course, but it was just I never had one.
Sarah, I bet you did. Well, you probably did in your household. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't know
it.
I bet
your dad had it.
Probably.
You've Got Mail.
We never had it, but my buddy Chris did. And I remember, sometimes you get those, promotional free CDs, and this is way back in the day. And I would go run over there, and we would, use them, and then we would jump into, these chat rooms and, act like we're adults and catfish other adults. Not anything dirty, just, try and start fights with people and stupid stuff.
You've Got Mail.
And they're like, oh, the guy responded. Let's tell him we're going to beat him up later today. Meet us in Bensonhurst.
Back in 2016, a woman posted this video where she found out her Uber driver in Ohio was the famous You've Got Mail voice, Elwood Edwards.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special, that he's the voice behind...
Welcome, You've Got Mail.
Whoa!
Hey, do it again.
Welcome, You've Got Mail.
Yay! Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards, thank you.
You bet. Oh
my God. He sounds like he was a sweet man.
Plot twist, you only gave him 2 stars. It wasn't believable enough.
Rude.
I'm kidding.
My parents still use AOL, by the way.
They have an AOL email address?
Yes.
I didn't even know it still existed.
Oh, it does.
Do they have to pay for it still?
I have no idea. I think they're just afraid of change.
You've Got Mail.
I think
that's your dad. He's reaching out to you.
Well, and I think I am too, because everyone hates on me for still having a Yahoo.
Oh, Yahoo!
Yeah, I'm like,
that's right up there with Hotmail.
Right? Why would you change it?
We found out today that Taryn was the voice of Yahoo.
I was a yodeler once in my younger days.
Clearly, once, not anymore. No,
I got
wonder
fired.
If you could take your ringtone, the You Got Mail thing. So when you get a text. It goes, You've Got Mail.
That would be cool.
Or Dave, you can make the sound.
Yeah, right?
You've Got Mail.
Got it. I think people would be like, what? I got a special AOL phone.
Also, that'd be so annoying.
Mail. It would be.
Right?
It would be funny for an hour, and then it's quickly going to vibrate mode.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Ray Gunn. Rachel Ray Gunn. You remember, she stole everybody's hearts.
Yes.
In the Olympics, because she was a breakdancer for what? Australia, right?
Oh, you know it.
Well, she just recently did an interview and just said, I'm done. I'm done with competitive breakdancing.
No.
I still break, but yeah. I don't compete. You won't compete again. I'm not going to compete anymore. No. I was going to keep competing for sure, but that seems really difficult thing for me to do now, to approach a battle.
I can't tell people how to think and how to feel. I understand other people internalize things differently. I just feel like I would have... I'm not trying to be like I'd handle it better than her, but I feel like I would have had a lot more fun with this entire dramatic crap that's going. Like she's taking it to heart, and that's a bummer. Yeah, you don't want to see anyone dealing with like mental health struggles, but man, I feel like if I made it to the Olympics for breakdancing, and then I ended up doing this weird dolphin thing on this floor, and everybody was just clowning on me, I think I would be having the best time of my life. I'm like, I got to go to the Olympics and do this, and then I would try and parlay it into some kind of money making up. I'm going to go hit the clubs and pay me 10 grand to show up to your club, and I'll get the whole circle going on the dance floor, and I'll drop to the floor and just start doing anything.
Yes. Well, and then I just feel like, you know, on the flip side, that obviously you could tell brought her so much joy, and to have that joy just goofed on and made fun of, like, it maybe just sucked the joy out of it for her.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And it's why I can't clown on her for that, but like I just think about myself. I'm pretty self-deprecating. Like,
yes.
If I brought joy to people by being an idiot, oh wait, I do that every morning. But
you figured it out.
But if I brought joy and I got to go to the Olympics, I think I'd be having a lot more fun. I'm bummed that she's not able to have a good time with this.
And she was doing that contest thing, too, where she was offering $10,000 to anybody that could outdance her.
How'd that go?
Didn't hear any like resolution from that. Did she quit since then and say never mind?
Well, she didn't say out break dancer, just out dance, because she's an actual, not that break dancing isn't real dancing, but she does other dancing as well.
What other dancing does she do?
I think she does the freak dance.
Oh, she's going to be at emo night twerking with Sarah.
Yeah. But who judges who's a better dancer? She's like, yeah, take me on in dancing, and then I'm the judge. I mean, not totally kicked your ass. You're not getting $10,000.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs for one final time this week? He's got a record of 316 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.